Bereshus Mareinu Arav, we learn tonight on Dav Zayin the sugya of Adam Chashuv. The Gemara says, Marzutra says in the name of Rapapa, that if a woman said Heilich Mana VaKadosh Ani Loch, a woman went over to a man and she gave him a gift, she gave him a mana, and she said Heilich Mana VaKadosh Ani Loch, by you accepting this mana, I will be Mekudeshes to you. So the Gemara says that Marzutra said in the name of Rav Papa that it's Mekudeshes. The Gemara has a shaila as to why she's Mekudeshes. And the Gemara's maskana is Hacha ba'adam chashuv askinan. It's talking where the man was an adam chashuv. The bahi ana the kamekabel matana mina gomro miklia nafsha. She has hana that he's being mekabel her matana, and since she has hana, she has pleasure from the fact that he's being mekabel her matana, so that has a value to her. So it's as if he gave her something, and that's why she's mekudeshes. That's what the Gemara says. There are two Rashis over here, and the second Rashi is going to be a very important one for the lundus of the sugya. Rashi says, Adam chashav askinan, she'enai rogil lekabel matanos. The reason why it's considered a hana, why is it a hana for a woman that an Adam chashav was mekabel matana? The reason is, because typically he's not mekabel matana. And therefore, says Rashi, in the next Rashi, bahi hana, she'tirtza zois losses pruta la'adam, she'ifaisenu lozei lekabel haimena matana, that she'll want to give a pruta to somebody to convince him, to convince this Adam Chashuv, she would pay somebody a pruta to convince the Adam Chashuv to be Makabal Matana. The Adam Chashuv normally doesn't get Matanas, doesn't accept Matanas. He doesn't take presents. The Hana, she would be willing to spend a pruta, that this Adam Chashuv should be willing to accept her gift. So that Hana is worth a pruta to her. By Kedushin, the din is that you need a Shava pruta. And since she has a benefit of a Shava Pruta, because she'd be willing to have paid a Pruta for the Adam Chashuv to accept her Matana, so it's as if she got a Pruta, she got a service of a Pruta, she's Mekudeshes. She got a Hana of a Pruta, she's Mekudeshes. That's the halacha of this Gemara. Now this Rashi, the emes is, Rashi said a very, almost like a lengthy explanation, or a complicated explanation for a simple Gemara. Typically you could have touched the Gemara. She has Hana. The Adam Chashuv took her gift. She's happy. She has Hana. It makes her feel good. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says she would have been willing to spend a pruta to convince the Adam Chashuv to take her matana. Why does Rashi have to be Mayrich so much? Now this Rashi will make an afkamina lahalacha. There's a halacha in Simen Reish Chaf Gimel and Sifhei in Shulchan Aruch. The Makar of the halacha is in the Rosh. The halacha says, state as follows. The halacha is that if a person gets something new that only he has benefit from, halacha is you make a shechayonu. If you get something that's new that you have benefit from and somebody else has benefit from, if you're willing to share with your b'nei habayis, you get a new car and you let your wife drive the car. So it's a toiva for both of you. You make a toiva hametiv. A toiva hametiv is when a few people accept the matana, or a few people benefit from the matana, or from the item, whatever it is. And shachiyanu is if it's a personal, individual benefit, only one person benefits, you make a shachiyanu. So what's the halacha if I give a gift to somebody else? Does the person who got the gift, the chassan, gives the kala a ring? Does the kala make a shachiyanu? She benefits from the ring. Or, is maybe for some reason, she makes hatay v'hametiv? Why does she make hatay v'hametiv? Chassan's happy. So he's just happy that she was masking to get engaged. I don't know if he's happy with the ring. But al kapanim, what do you do? I don't know if the chassan has hana. I have a lot of agmas nefesh in my wife's rings. She's always asking me, where did I leave my rings? You know what my rings are? I don't know what my rings are. So she has benefit. I have a lot of agmas nefesh. So what's the halacha? Does she make a shachiyanu? Do you make a toiva ametiv? So the Mechaber says, if somebody got a matana, the halach is mevorech hatoiva hametiv. Make hatoiva hametiv. Why don't you make a shachiyanu? So the Mechaber says, shehu toiva loy ula noisen. The mekabel has a benefit, and the noisen has a benefit. So the mekabel has a benefit, he got a new item. What's the benefit of a noisen? So the Rosh is masbir, the Rosh explains like this. If the mekabel is an ani, and the noisen is an ashir, You got a mitzvah of tzedakah. It's a gevaldige mitzvah. It's a benefit, a tremendous benefit, this week's parasha. The kayach of tzedakah can turn klala into bracha. Ashkifa mein kachcha ben hashamayim. The kayach of tzedakah is such that it could be mahapich klala into bracha. It could turn the actual klala into bracha. It doesn't just bring bracha, it could turn a klala into bracha. Tzedakah is a tremendous benefit. So if the mekabel is an ani, there's a benefit for the nisim. And if the mekabel is an ashir, you gave a gift to a wealthy individual, so Zakhtar Rosh, the nisim has a benefit that the ashir was mekabel his gift. He has a benefit. So memela, there's a hana for the mekabel, there's a hana for the nisim, and therefore you make hatayva meitiv. Frek the Magen Avram, I don't understand. He says a lot of ashirim accept gifts. The Gemara is mavur, and halachas mavur, that the only time we say that a woman is mekudeshes if she gave a gift to a man is when? Is if he's an adam chashuv. That means that if he's not an adam chashuv, we say that there's no benefit for her. Because were there to have been a benefit, even if it's not an adam chashuv, so a woman would be mekudeshes even if she gave a gift to any man. The Gemara says the only time she's mekudeshes by giving a gift is if she gives it to an adam chashuv. Zakhtam Magen Avram, what do we see? We see that the only time there's a benefit to the nisein is if the mekabel is an adam chashuv, and like Rashi says, he's einoi ragel lekabel matanos. But if he's ragel lekabel matanos, he's not an adam chashuv. And what's the halacha? There's no hanah, she's not mekudeshes. So why over here should you make hatayva meitiv? Azay frek the Magen Avram akasha. And then the Magen Avraham Shtelsu, he says, Chayin kasa b'chayshem mishpat simen kuf tzarek sivvav. You need Adam Chashev. V'ayin yeredeya simen kuf samach sift hezvav v'tzarechin. He Shtelsu, halacha and yeredeya simen kuf samach sift hezvav. The halacha is complicated. The Machzah Shekel says that the Magen Avraham really wants the Taz. Really, he's Shtelling Tzu. I don't know if he says his mom is Shtelling Tzu, but he says, Ayin yeredeya simen kuf samach sift hezvav. Ayin sham b'taz. If you look in the Taz in Yeredeya Simen Kuf Samach Sift Hezvav, the Taz uses the Rashi that we started off with to say a tremendous insight. We started off with a question. Rashi says, "What's the hana of Adam Chashuv? What's the hana when a woman gives a matana to an Adam Chashuv? What's the hana that she's mekudeshes with? Not just the pleasure that he took the matana, the fact that she would have been willing to pay a pruta to somebody to convince the Adam Chashuv to take the matan." Zakhtar Taz, why didn't Rashi just say that there's a benefit? Zakhtar Taz, you know the answer. The answer is, anytime you give a gift to a person, there's a benefit. There's no shaila, there's a benefit. Even without an olam chashuv. There's a pleasure. You have pleasure that somebody took a gift from you. But Zakhtar Taz, by Kedushin, there's a halacha that you need a shava pruta. Says the Taz, if I give a matana to a mekabel, avada this hana, any mekabel this hana. But just plain hana is not enough to make a chalais kedushin, because kedushin needs a shava pruta. Zakhtar Taz, you know why the Gemara in Kedushin says he has to be an adam chashuv? And Rashi has to explain that she would have been willing to pay a pruta to somebody to convince the adam chashuv to take the matana. Because if the mekabel is not an adam chashuv, she wouldn't spend the pruta to convince the guy to take a matana. There's a hana if he takes a matana, but she's not willing to spend the pruta to convince the guy to take it. Only if he's an adam chashuv, there she's willing to spend a pruta to convince him to take it, and that's the shava pruta for the kedushin. Kum techai zakhtar taz, any matana to any individual, avada there's a hana for the nice, and even if he's not an adam chashuv. But that hana is not enough with respect to kedushin. Kedushin need adam chashuv that she'd be willing to spend a pruta to convince the adam chashuv to take the matana. That's what she's mekudeshes with. That's why Dafka Adam Chashuv is the din of the Gemara that she's mekudeshes with, and not a person, not a mekabel who's not an Adam Chashuv. Kum techayis. According to this, we would have a possible teretz on the Magen Avram's kasha. Magen Avram asks, the Gemara in Kedushin is mavur, that when is there hano when you give a matana to somebody only by an Adam Chashuv? You know the answer? No, that's not true. It's incorrect. There's hano when you give a matana to anybody. The Shava Pruta of the Gemara and Kedushin, that's only by an Adam Chashuv. Maybe, with respect to HaTayva HaMeitiv, you don't need a Hana of a Shava Pruta. The Nisan has a Hana, he has a Hana that the Mekabel was Mekabel the Matana. That's enough of a Hana. Even if it's not a Shava Pruta, it's HaTayva HaMeitiv. You have HaTayva. And the Mela would come out that that's the reason why you'd be able to make a bracha atayva meitiv, even if the Mekabel is not an Adam Chashev. This is what the Masas HaShekel explains in the Mogen Avram's Remez to Yeredei Asim Kufsamach. Now the truth is, the Ksais HaChayshin says the same Yisayt, and he proves it from Iran. There's Iran in our sugya who asks Akasha. The Iran asks a very basic question. Our Gemara says, when is a woman mekudeshes by giving a matana to a man? Only if the man is an Adam Chashev. Why? Because dafka dir, there's a hana, the way we'd have simply read the Gemara. Dafka dir, there is a hana that she has from him accepting a matana. But if he's not an Adam Chashev, she's not mekudeshes. Frekderan Akasha. There's a machlokes by Chalipin, how Chalipin works. It's machlokes Rav and Levi, in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, numerous places in Shas. Rav says you need Kalev Shel Kainin, which means, if I am purchasing something, and the method of my kinyan is through Chalipin, I'm the purchaser, I give a sudr to the makne, then he returns it to me, but I give a sudr, I give my yarmulke to the makne, I can give a pen, you give something to the makna, matana manasa atzer. The transaction is by the mere act of giving and taking, of exchanging the sudr back and forth. Kalev shel kaina. You use a keli that belongs to the purchaser, to the one who's acquiring the object. That's shitas rav. Levi says no. Levi says kalev shel makna, which means if I'm selling, the seller is the one, the object that is used for the chalipin is the object of the seller. So if I'm selling somebody a car, so according to Rav, the purchaser would do the kinyan chalipin, and according to Levi, the seller would do the seller would take his object, and his object would be would function as the object for the kinyan chalipin. Levi explains to Shita Zokteran, you know why? What's the lumdus of Kalev Shel Makne? The lumdus is Zok Levi Ba'ahi Hano. That the other person is being mekabel my object from me, I, the seller, have pleasure from that, and therefore, that affects the kinyan, that brings about the kinyan. I'm giving him my sudar, I'm giving him my yarmulke, I have a lot of hana, he's willing to take my yarmulke from my head, I have a lot of hana. So memeila zakhtaran, that's Levi's reason, why it's Kalev Shel Makne. Frekderan, according to the Gemara in Kedushin, when is there hana for the noisin? Only by an Adam Chashev. So how could Levi say Kalev Shel Makne and it works by everybody chalipin? You need an Adam Chashev to have hana. As I frekt the Ran Akash. And for the Ran, the same Yisai that the Taz said. Anytime you give a gift to somebody, there's hana. Anytime. But Zakhtaran, for Kedushin you need Shavapruta. For Chalipin you don't need Shavapruta. Chalipin needs a Keli Kolduhu. We saw earlier on in the Masechta, Chalipin doesn't need a Shavapruta. So for Chalipin, even Anok Kolduhu is enough. And that's why Kalev Shel Makne works for Chalipin, Bahi Anok, because there's Anok. Anybody takes a gift from you. Anybody is Makabal something from you, there's Anok. But for Kedushin, you need a Adam Chashev, because by Kedushin you need a Shavapruta. She would have been willing to spend a Shavapruta to convince Adam Chashev to take Matana. That's why Kedushin needs Shavapruta. Zok the Ksais HaChayish and Kum Techayis. He brings this Ran. He says, what do you see in the Ran? That any time a person accepts a Matana from somebody, there's a Hana for the Nisim. And he says the same Yisai that the Machsa Shekel says that the Magen Avraham was being Meramis to. Therefore, Legabe Kedushin need a Shavapruta. Like Atayva Meitiv, you don't need a Shavapruta. It's a Atava, it's a Toiva. If anybody's Mekabel Matana from you, it's a Toiva. It doesn't have to be a Shavapruta. And that's why if there's Ano for the Mekabel and Ano for the Naisen, the Allah is that even if the Ano for the Naisen is not a Shavapruta, it's enough of a Hano, it's considered a Hano for more than one individual. It's Ano for the Mekabel, Ano for the Naisen, you'd make Atayva Meitiv. As I state in Ksais HaChayshin and Simon Kovtzadik Sivkot and Dalit. So why the Magen Avraham Blayt Tzarachim? Why didn't the Magen Avraham say, oh, this is a good teretz for the Rosh? So the Machsa Shekel ends off and he says, Magen Avraham, efshir de svira lei, kevon de hahano kalisha kol kach. Since we explained that the hana, to stam a mensch being makabal matan, is not a strong hana, it's a shvacha hana. Kevon de hahano kalisha kol kach, de eino nikra kesef, de eino shavapruta. since that hanah of a regular Joe being mekabel a matana from you is not a strong enough hanah to even be considered to be worth a shavar puta, hu adin de in loimer olav loshen hatoiv, de loy mikri hanah mu'etes kahai hatova. A hanah of a pachas mishavar puta zok the machsa shekel the Magen Avraham said is thinking maybe that's not considered hatova. Maybe only a shavar puta is considered hatova. There are some people that have big hasagas. They only take a hanah of $100. That's the only time they consider that tava. But Zakta Machsashek, Zakta Machsashekel, that's why he says Mishum Hachi, Ulachain Hiniyah Hadavar Bitzarachim. That's why the Magen Avraham left the Bitzarachim. As I state Machsashekel, so the Magen Avraham was aimed on the Lamda Siddiq Sais. But he held that even if there's a hanah, maybe that's not enough to be considered a hatava, just like it doesn't have a Shem Shavuot. Halacha Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah brings in Bir Halacha, that the Chayyadim and the Derech HaChayim Paskin, like the Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. It's very interesting, if you look in the Goyin says, Ayin Magen Avraham Shehikshe. The Goyin says, I don't have the Goyin in front of me, he says, Ayin Magen Avraham Shehikshe Mikidushin, Ve'ein Oikushya. So it's not a Kasha. Rabbi Aloch seems to interpret this Goyin as saying this Lamdus, he's Matzayin Del Yerabba, also says a similar Teretz to the Lamdus that we said. And Al Kopanim, Mishnah Berurah brings that there are Paiskim Paskin not to make a bracha because the Babli could be argues on the Yerushalmi anyway, and holds you wouldn't make a Teva Metiv. It would seem that the Chayyadim Derech HaChaim hold you do make a bracha. I think the Rav communicated to me today that when he bought a ring for his Rebbetzin, Rav Moshe told him that she should make a Teva Metiv. That's Rav Moshe Paskin. And Al Kopanim, it would stim according to Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Lani is daiti. The reason why Ramesha Paskin did is because over there it was Taka Matana from an Adam Chash.